Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Cookin' Joe, Bob Pompiani in studio. A lot happening here. There always is when Eric stops in. Let's start with Clint Hurdle. No, I want to start with Filippone's Twitter poll from last week. He put out there and almost 6,000 people responded, which is a pretty significant number. You know, no matter how you add it up, it's 6,000 people who are probably somewhat or very interested in the Pirates. His simple question was, do you still have faith in Pirates management? 97% of those 6,000 people said no. If the Pirates themselves just took their season ticket holders, Ron, and asked them that same question, do you still have faith in team management? Do you think the numbers would be the same? I do.
Absolutely, I do. But I don't think...
So what do you do with that information
like
if you're Bob Nutting?
It's not shocking. They have to know this. I mean, I don't think that's breaking any stories that fans are disgruntled by the way the organization
is run. But
when
you see it in black and white and you're supposed to be as a team, you know, going out there and kind of canvassing your fan base, and you see it 97% think you're doing a terrible job and have no faith in you, how can you not act if you're Bob Nutting? That's my point, Ron. Whether you think it's breaking news or not, how can you not act?
They put a value on all these simulations and analytics and numbers and more numbers. Well, if you're looking at more numbers, that's a pretty stunning number. You would have to look at those numbers and make decisions accordingly, I would think. Why wouldn't you? If you totally believe in all of this stuff.
Here's why you wouldn't. Here's why you wouldn't. Because attendance doesn't matter anymore. Because the revenue streams that you get through television
and
everything else.
Well, to be honest, else, it never has. The money has always been there, regardless of the attendance
that's
is
why,
extra.
That's why. And you wouldn't want to pay a manager and a GM. The manager's making, what, $3 million a year? The GM probably making around half that or something. So what are you going to spend? $6, $7, $8, $9, $10 million for these two guys to sit for a couple of years if you're Bob Nutting? I don't think he'll do it. I don't. Do you, Ron?
Do you think it's possible, like, Hurdle could resign?
If he got a pretty good buyout, yeah. I mean, but you're still spending the money for him to do nothing.
I don't think Huntington is going to resign. I could see Hurdle resigning. This has got to be wearing on him.
But, Ron, this is probably his last job.
But he signed it just last year, 4 years. I think
he's got $6 million.
He's got two more years left.
He's got $6 million left. $6 million.
All right. Well, that's a lot of reason to. I honestly believe Clint Hurdle, if I'm looking at a pecking order of problems here, he's not number one on my list. It would be Neil Huntington. First, it'd be always going to be the owner.
Let's talk about Hurdle first, though. Would you bring back Clint Hurdle?
Again, I put the emphasis on the talent. It doesn't matter who's
would
managing.
Would you bring
this.
Back Clint Hurdle?
I would not have a problem if he came back. All right. My number one issue would be. Starting with the evaluation. Of
I know,
talent.
But we're talking about Hurdle.
But I don't know how you can make a case that he's the reason. He's contributing
nobody
to the reason.
Nobody's saying he's the reason. Independently of everything else, would you bring back Clint Hurdle?
No.
Do you think he's doing
Based
a good job?
Based on what has happened this year, no. Based on the results, I can't bring back either one of those guys.
I agree with
now,
you.
Now, do I think he's below... Nutting and Huntington.
Sure.
In the blame.
And the players are complicit. And a lot of things are complicit.
Based on the results of this second half of the season, I don't know how they can.
This is not just the results of the second half. This is now a four-year run.
Three losing seasons in the last four not playoffs. No.
I just think
based on the results, no.
It's hard to convince people that you're making changes when you don't make any changes.
And again, though.
You can't do it without changes.
Those guys should always be remembered as heroes to a degree for ending the 20 years of losing against all odds.
They just couldn't build
on
it.
But that doesn't mean that you get a lifetime job because of that.
It doesn't. It doesn't. But here's the other thing. When I mentioned the money, Bob, Jason Mackey was with me last week and pointed out you could easily replace Clint in-house for less than $1 million, I think.
Jeff Bannister?
Tom Prince? Even Goey Cora.
But again, that to me is making a statement that you're really not looking to change necessarily everything here. I think if you're going to make a change, you have to go and open it up and look all over. You want the best talent possible that you can find. As a GM, as a manager, anywhere. If you just do it internally, you're, to me, not addressing the problem.
And I agree with you and a lot of other people that it's just the GM, the manager especially, is just rearranging the deck chairs.
Yeah, how much can he possibly do?
But that doesn't mean he deserves to keep his job.
No, what I'm saying is it's difficult. I would put any manager in his position who would win with what he has.
Exactly. But that
conversely,
also, that
I could put Glenn Hurdle in charge of the Houston Astros, and no matter what you think of him and some of his decisions, like he would win.
Of course, it's the Joe Torre effect.
Right,
he stunk in Atlanta and St. Louis, and he made the Hall of Fame because of what he did with the Yankees. Do you agree with what Ron said that Hurdle he could see Hurdle resigning?
I don't see that because I think he's really rejuvenated. I thought when he signed
rejuvenated.
His deal, well, I meant
what do you
when
mean
he
rejuvenated?
Signed when he signed
they
this
just
deal.
Went 7-27.
When he signed
Bob.
This deal, that was what I was referring to. He wouldn't have signed 4 years if he didn't think he could
that
make it.
That was 2 years,
years
ago. He signed that.
I understand that.
They're 7-27 since the break. How okay, is that?
I meant rejuvenated from the point why he signed 4 years. He wouldn't have done that if he didn't feel like doing it. He did it because he felt like doing it. But I think he felt like the talent was going to be okay. If that's
he's one of the highest paid managers in baseball. That would rejuvenate me, too.
Okay, well, again, I have a different look than you guys. I put it all on talent evaluation more so than managing the talent that does not have a chance to
win. Do you think Hurdle's
win.
Done a good job with the talent on hand?
No, I don't. But I also think that there should be more leeway given to someone who inherits that talent, who's given that talent. I don't know that you can properly evaluate him for that talent. I did think at the beginning of the season, and I think you guys agreed with me, despite their injuries and all the adversity they have, we talked about what a good job Clint Hurdle did keeping this team to where they were at the All-Star break. Yes or no? Did we?
Absolutely.
We did.
You're giving him that much credit when
you
say
said
a manager doesn't manage?
You said
doesn't
it too.
Matter
what
that
I'm
much?
Saying is that at that point, he wasn't looked at as a problem. He was more someone who was able to get through rough patches with what he had.
Yes, and then
now
they went 3-24.
But again, to me, that's talent more than anything else. That's lack of talent.
So he lifted a less talented team on his own?
No.
And now it's about lack of talent?
Well, I mean, you can look at it any way you want to look at it. But I think it's unfair to give him credit at the beginning when you're taking it away now.
I don't. And I didn't give him that much credit at the beginning of the season.
I
said he was doing a good job. Fine. But I never give a manager that much credit in baseball. I don't.
And neither do I, and nor do I give him all the blame. And that's why my target of emphasis heads to the top.
And things
change.
But, Bob,
that's not his question, though, was based on results, would you bring him back?
No, I think based on results, I said this a few weeks ago, I would start all over with everybody.
Okay.
But you just said you'd bring him back.
Because I don't think, if you're looking at, they're not going to get rid of everybody. They're just not.
What did you make of the Beer Temple piece where it seemed like Keone Kella basically embarrassed Hurdle and confronted him and upbraided him in front of others?
I'd release him.
You would?
Pure and simple.
You don't think that makes Hurdle look weak?
No, I think that makes Hurdle look strong. I would make a choice.
Plus the guy's
head. No. You don't think the actual incident itself having happened made Hurdle look weak?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that incident. I have to see what happened and hear from people other than a report.
And if you're going to get rid of him for it, then you do it. You don't. Why is he still here then?
Kella has shown me that, first of all, he has issues that go beyond his
anger
pitching.
Management.
And therefore, I wouldn't deal with it. I'd say, look, we acquired you here to do something. You haven't done it. Boom. Listen,
but I also
they gave
think,
away Corey Dickerson for nothing, essentially. International money, which you don't even have to spend, for God's sake.
So that story didn't jump out to you when you say, wow, a guy can upbraid Hurdle in that clubhouse like that in front of other people with no ramifications?
In front of other people. I don't know what the details were. But I heard Earl's explanation, and I said this last week, Joe, whether you can agree or not. I think this stuff happens a lot more than we hear about. This is the losing team that's underachieving. There's going to be this crap that happens. Leland told me that too. He said, because remember the Bonds thing in spring training? He goes, you guys have no idea how many times that happens behind closed doors. And I think Hurdle said he's had words with Russell Martin, AJ Burnett, Garrett Cole that we don't really know about. But now, is this in front of the team? That's another matter.
I think another thing we have to talk about when it comes to revenue and sharing, and AT&T Sports Network right now has...
Save this, Bob, and we'll come to this. Can we at the top of the hour? It'll be a classic radio tease. I think you'll have people huddled around radios in households all over the region. We're going to listen to that. We're also going to talk about what do we make of Kyle Crick apparently complaining about special treatment to or for Felipe Vasquez. Then we'll get back into a lot of Steeler talk, but Bob's going to mention something about the TV deal coming up top of the hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.